Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. This episode is long overdue. I get so excited about helping people with their tasks lists and prioritization and time blocking and teaching people that structure creates freedom and how we can get it, you know, get all the things that are important to us done in a way that works for us. Well, you know what I've really missed out on is the opportunity to talk to you guys about what I like to call your to don't list. We get so hyper-focused on everything we're doing that we forget to look at what we shouldn't be doing and what we can free ourselves from. So in this episode, I am going to share with you guys one of the things I do every single month that is really, really freeing. And I think when people, you know, will look at me from the outside and go, God, I don't understand how you do it all. What they don't see is a lot of the things that I don't do, things that I have let go of. And that has been an incredible game changer for me. So I can't wait to dive in and have this conversation with you guys today.
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Hey there, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. I'm Megan Sumrall, and today I want to talk about something that might shock you a little bit. As a time management and productivity coach, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about our task list and how we're going to spend our time and what we can do to be productive, and it's very focused on kind of that to-do list or what we are doing mentality. Well, today I want to flip the table a little bit and talk about something that is so incredibly important, and that is what I like to call your to-don't list, or understanding instead of always being focused on, I'm going to start this new habit or I'm going to do this, also asking yourself, what am I going to stop doing? We live in such a go, go, go society, achieve success, more, bigger, faster, better, all of that, that we oftentimes just keep adding more and more stuff to our plate without ever taking a step back and saying, hang on, is there something that I can get off of my plate in order to make room for this new thing? And, you know, an analogy that I can use with this, that's probably a little near dear to my heart, is you think about your closet. I know I really try and be diligent that whenever I, you know, have to go get some new clothes and I bring them in, I take an honest assessment at what's in my closet and say, okay, if there was a reason I needed this, is there something in here that is kind of old and tattered and really isn't serving me anymore that now I can get rid of in order to make room for this new thing? Now, if we're talking shoes, that's Well, we're not going to talk about shoes. We'll just talk about clothes in that example. So here is, I want to share with you something that I go through every single month. And particularly for women, particularly for moms, I really, really want you guys thinking about this as well. So if you follow any of my weekly or monthly planning processes, you may know that at the end of every month, before I start prepping for my next month, the very first thing I do is I have something called the monthly success tracker. I've actually built it into the top planner that I sell, and it is on the page right before each new month. And this is an opportunity for you to take a few minutes. I usually take 10 or 15 minutes and I flip back through the last month and kind of reflect on what happened. And I write down all the things that I'm proud of, things that got accomplished, things that got done, because we rarely give ourselves that time for reflection and that time for acknowledgement of like, dang, I really did do a lot before we jump into, you know, gearing up our engines and going. Well, as part of that process of actually looking back, I think it's really important. And I actually do this where I will go back and look at detail of my weekly view where it's got each day in a column. And I'll go back and look at how I spent my time over the last month. And as I'm doing it, I'm looking at it both from a, okay, that was a big win and I want to celebrate that. But I also am looking for patterns of things that I'm doing that when I really sit back afterwards and look at it, I start to recognize, you know what? That's actually not an awesome use of my time. Why was I doing that? And 9 times out of 10, it's because I'm continuing to do something that's just a habit. It's something that maybe I started 10, 15 years ago, and it served me well then, but then I got into such the habit of doing it that now here I am 15 years later, still doing this thing that I'm like, why? Why am I still doing this? Like, I don't need to be doing it. So that's reason number one why some of those things creep in. The second thing, and ladies, this is really hard for us, you will likely find that there are things that you are spending probably a lot of time on because you have been shoulded into doing it. And what I mean is this, you are doing something because you feel like you should, or someone else has told you that you should, or, you know, maybe you were raised in a house where, and this is just me making an example, this is not like sneak into my childhood or anything, but maybe you were raised in a household where, hey, we vacuum on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so that was just instilled in you. And now here you are vacuuming Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you're like, why the heck am I doing that? Well, I'm doing it because I feel like I should, or because it was a habit that was created. Or I see these other families doing that, and now I'm feeling guilty that I'm not. So now I'm going to start doing that. And so what happens over the years is all of these habits and shoulds just start piling up, and we never take a minute to sit back and say, are all of these things still serving me? And so what we do is we set our goals, we get all excited. Y'all know I'm about some goal setting, right? I love to dream big. I love to do goal strategy, all of that. And so I start saying, here's what I'm going to start doing. Here's what I'm going to start doing. And we keep compounding that every year. And we never take a minute to stay, and what am I going to stop doing in order to make space for something else? Or what am I going to stop doing because it no longer serves me? I look back, oh my goodness, at the number of things that I have almost had to retrain myself to stop doing in the last 10 years because my life right now looks nothing like it did 10 or 15 years ago. And 5 years from now, my life is likely not going to look anything like it does today. And so I want you guys to take a minute and think about even, let's say 20 years ago. I'll date myself. I'm in my late 40s. And when I think about my first job coming out of college, nobody had cell phones, right? I mean, that was unheard of. And I think it was my second job, and I got assigned a pager. Like, this was, you know, ooh, and it's because I was in the tech world and I was responsible for some technology. If there was a problem, the pager would go off. Well, this thing would maybe only go off, I mean, at most maybe once a week. It really was just for emergency, but I had to get myself into this habit of having this pager that I, you know, this was new for me. Well, now the thought of carrying a pager is just funny, right? But now we all have our smartphones. But the point that I want to make here is when you look back at things that you started doing, habits you started getting into, changes you had to start to make 20 years ago was because of where you were at that point in time. Now, here we are 20 years later, things are completely different, which means there's new things that you are adding into your life, which also means that there are things that you need to let go of. So I want to challenge all of you as you are getting ready to step into a new month. At the time that this podcast is airing, we're getting ready to wrap up, getting close to the end of September. I want you all to really think as you step foot into the next month, to really carve out some time to look back at your days, your weeks, and ask yourself, are there places where I am spending my time because it's just been a habit or because I feel like I should that really aren't serving me well? And so I challenge you to spend this next month, instead of focusing on what new things can you do, what more can you add to your plate, what can you change, I want you to focus on what can you stop doing? What are you going to give yourself permission to take off your list, to take off your plate? And that might be in the form of delegating it. It might be in the form of just going, I'm not doing this and it doesn't need to get done anymore. I don't have to have the cleanest house. I don't have to have this set schedule for laundry. I don't have to prepare this kind of a meal. I don't have to run my business on 8 different social media platforms. I can let go of 2 of those. Whatever that looks like for you, whether it's for personal, whether it's for business, I guarantee you, if you take a look, you could find at least 5 things that you can say, I'm not doing this anymore. And I'm going to focus on stop doing that. And then once I've stopped doing that, now I will have space to start taking on some new stuff. So let's celebrate that to don't list. Let's spend some time and energy on actually increasing our productivity by taking things off of our list. Okay. And I promise you, it is going to feel so good, especially as we get ready to roll into the holiday season. Yes, I said it. Don't hate me. But if you're listening to this right when it airs, guys, it's right around the corner, right? So have a great week. And I can't wait to hear what you are going to stop doing and what is going on your to-don't list.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.